And joining me live in studio is Del Cunningham, one of the members of the Lincoln County Fair Board. Good morning, Del. How are you today?
Like, literally, I'm doing really, really well.
You were ready for that. Yeah. Yeah. Moist. Yes. That one always, that one is a good one.
It's one of my wife's favorites. Is that moist? Yeah.
Well, appreciate you coming in this morning as the Fair Board gears up for the Lincoln County Fair. Best days of the summer is the theme this year. And it, boy, I gotta ask you out of the gate, what's it like putting a fair together this year compared to last year? A little more relaxing, yeah?
Yeah, a few less headaches to worry about this year. Hopefully it keeps going that way. But yeah, it's been a little more what we're used to this year. So it's coming together nicely, and I think things are looking pretty good for this year.
Perfect. Well, let's start with the main event lineup, and then we'll move to some of the things you have coming on the grounds. And I was myself pretty excited to see that you have the monster trucks coming back this year.
Yeah, you know, that was a great event last year, and of all the feedback I got, one of the most popular and common themes was they really enjoyed that monster truck show. And so we're fortunate to have them back again this year. They're going to be in five race trucks this year instead of the four, and hopefully for my blood pressure, we won't have a tire fall off and go running across the arena. But you know, maybe some people really enjoyed that. You never know. But yeah, it's going to be a great show. The Monster X Tour is coming, and one of the new things we got this year is we've incorporated the pit party, which will be happening 5:30 on that Saturday, August 7th, where spectators can go down into the pit, into the arena, and see the trucks, meet the drivers, get autographs, photographs, all that kind of thing. And that's included in what we're calling a VIP ticket this year for $30. Normal, regular grandstand seating, if you don't want to be part of the pit party, is $20 for the Monster Truck Show this year. So that's new this year.
Yeah, that's, you know, my son still talks about when they had the jet engine last year that they used, and it just blew the car. That was pretty cool.
You know, that was really, really awesome. And another one of those heart palpitating moments where you're hoping nobody walks in the path of that. But, right. But yeah, that was pretty awesome to see. Not something you get to see every day.
So pit party part of it this year, and that's coming up August 7th, and that's the opening day of the Lincoln County Fair, but not the only thing happening that day. Understand the Kickin' Classics car show is back. That's become a cool Saturday tradition to open things up.
Yeah, another great event for Saturday to kind of keep things going. The Kickin' Classics will be Saturday morning. It's a great place for all our local car enthusiasts to bring their projects and show them off. And we had the Rat Rod class last year, and we had quite a spectacular show with a vehicle that fit that category really well. And if you were there, you'll know which one I'm talking about. But some really cool cars, and that's always a fun event. Registration beginning at 9 a.m., and then the show and shine from 12 to 3:30, and then awards following. And then right after that, we go right into the parade. You know, the fair tradition on Saturday, we're going to have the parade at 5 o'clock. People can begin lining up at 4:30 there on 2nd Avenue. And then we're on to the main event, the Monster Truck Show.
Off and rolling. Perfect. Yep. Del Cunningham on the Lincoln County Fair Board. Del is in charge of the main events and grounds entertainment at the fair. So you take Sunday off, of course, between Saturday and Monday. But once you get into Monday, things are full blown. They're going, right?
Yeah, that's when we kick off the grounds and everything. And then, you know, of course, you're probably very aware we got a really spectacular event on Monday night.
I've heard something going on Monday. Yeah, yeah.
We're really excited to have the vocalist back this year and featuring David Archuleta. I think it's going to be a great show, and it'll be fun to have him. I think a lot of people are excited for that. And so a new thing, and I don't know how much you've elaborated on it with the vocalist, we're offering that in the arena seating so you can get up close for an elevated ticket price, $25. And those are available on our website. If you just want to sit in the grandstands, the normal ticket price of $15. But that ought to be a great show. A lot of prize money. Looks like you got some good contestants lined up.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it ought to be a really fun show. And those are always a good time for everybody.
Monday, August 9th, you have the vocalist heading into the rest of the week. You have the traditional horse pulls on Tuesday. You have bull riders only on Wednesday with the freestyle reining Thursday. And then, of course, those two PRCA rodeos Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, pretty much traditional events for us the rest of the week. We've had Circle J and Casperson Mini Bulls come up every couple of years to do a Bull Riders Only, and that's a really popular event. People like to see that, and Circle J does a great job with that, and Chad Casperson and the Mini Bulls. And if you haven't seen that, that's really something to come watch. They bring in these Mini Bulls, and they put kids on them, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old, and they get on and ride these bulls. And it's not like riding a steer out in the pasture. These bulls are bred to buck, and they do a fine job of it. And it's kind of exciting to watch. So, yeah, it'll be a good show on Wednesday. And then, you know, everybody's favorite and probably one of our most popular events is the PRCA Rodeo on Friday and Saturday.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, tickets on sale now at LincolnCountyFair.info for all those main events. And at this point, no restrictions, right? So you're able to sell out.
Yeah, we would like to have that problem to actually sell out a few of these events. There is no limit on tickets. And one other thing that we're offering again this year is the pop ticket. If you're interested in seeing all of the events, you can buy a pop ticket. So you only have to buy one ticket. You wear a wristband on your wrist all week. And it will include the VIPs for the vocalist and the monster truck. So all of that for, I think it's around $100, and it's on our website as well.
Just that's go there. Great deal.
Yeah, pretty good deal. And then also on the website, ticketing, while we're talking about that, we've got the Carnival advance sale ticket, just like we've had in years past. The Carnival will open up on Tuesday at 5 p.m. and then run the rest of the week. And we sell an advance sale ticket for $25. You got to buy that before the Carnival opens. Otherwise, it's regular price of $30 and $35.
And those are on the website now also?
Yep, you can buy them now.
And a lot of times those are sold at businesses around the county. Is that the case this year again?
Yeah, Mountain Valley Gallery is going to help us out with those. So if you don't like using the website, but you want to get one, slip into Mountain Valley Gallery, and they'll hook you up with one of those advanced sale tickets.
Talking about the 2021 Lincoln County Fair with Dell Cunningham this morning. Dell, let's talk about some of the grounds entertainment that you have. What's under the big top this year?
A lot of good stuff. You know, that gets to be a challenge every year to find new and fresh and exciting stuff to bring people out. And then, you know, blend that with the traditional stuff that people like to see every year. And this year's no exception. We got a couple of new things I think will go over really, really well and people will like. And featuring one of those will feature the Wahoo Review. And if you're wondering what that is, it's kind of like a Wild West comedy musical review. Featuring Calamity Jane and Sitting Bull and some of those. And that'll be on the stage under the big top Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the last 3 days of the fair. We got our hypnotist Chris Mabry's back this year. We didn't have one last year, but we got a hypnotist back here this year, and it's always a popular event to have a hypnotist. We've got a really good prop comic, a comedian coming. Eric is his name, and he's on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You're going to want to see him. He's very, very funny and does some really cool stuff. And then we got a new one this year called Special Head. And if anybody's ever been watching America's Got Talent, this is the guy that levitates. And it's real.
Oh,
yeah, he's an illusionist. And so he's going to be doing that on stage, and it's going to be pretty cool to see. And I'm sure all of us will be there trying to figure out just exactly how he does that. So
that's great.
Yeah. So good stuff under the big top. Oh, and you know, always Tap Classics will be there on that final Saturday. Lots of good music there. The Driftwood Band, local band, is going to be on Monday. We got a band called the June Bugs coming on Tuesday, Wednesday. Really good music there as well. So lots of good stuff to see under the big top.
Lincoln County Fair begins August 7th, that runs through the 14th. Get the full schedule and details at LincolnCountyFair.info. And that's just the events and the entertainment. Of course, you have all the other stuff with the livestock shows and the sale on Saturday, of course, and everything else with the booths and community booths and everything. I mean, it's the whole thing this year again. So,
yeah, lots going on. Lots of good stuff. We got Aussie Kingdom out on the grounds, kangaroos and meerkats and all that to come out and see. Elephants will be back this year, and lots of great strolling entertainment. Unfortunately, President Bush was unable to come back this year, but maybe we'll see Liz Cheney out campaigning this year.
Wow.
Who knows?
Well, that'll light a fire or two.
You just never know who you're going to see out there. So come on out. It's going to be a great fair.
Dell Cunningham on the Lincoln County Fair Board joining us this morning. Anything we missed, Dell, you wanted to mention?
No, I think we covered up most of it. Just check out our website, our Facebook page, Instagram, and, of course, check in with Star Valley Independent Weekly and SVI Media. They do a great job promoting for us. So
it's all part of the weekday wake up this morning. And the Lincoln County Fair tickets on sale now for main events running August 7th through the 14th at LincolnCountyFair.info.